This is the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Chicago is a great city. Museums, architecture, theater, restaurants, nightclubs, the lakefront and parks, and shopping. But did you realize there are opportunities to enjoy adventure sports in the city? Sea kayaking, horseback riding, hiking, biking, climbing. And within short hops, there are additional opportunities for adventure sports. Anyone up for a whitewater adventure? My guest in this portion of the Afternoon Magazine has written a guide to adventure sports in and around Chicago. Lynn Schneeberg put the guide together for Outside Magazine. It's called Urban Adventure Chicago. Lynn, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Oh, it's good to be with you. Thanks, Celeste.
Are you a native Chicagoan?
I am indeed. Yep.
Yeah?
Yep. Born and raised.
Yeah. And so when did you discover that there were so many opportunities for having a great adventure in Chicago that, you know, you could enjoy all kinds of sports in the city?
Well, Celeste, I think one of the things is I must say I am a Chicago native. I was born in Evanston, just north of the city, and grew up here. But I did have the opportunity to live in other places around the country and outside the country. And I think as I got into outdoor activities myself, when I moved back to Chicago in 1997, I started thinking, okay, this is crazy. There's got to be stuff that I've done in other places that that I can do here. And you know, while there were some resources on individual sports, it didn't seem that anybody had really put together any one comprehensive guide for, okay, I live in the city, I live
right.
in the concrete jungle. What is it that I can do to make the outdoors a part of my daily life?
Yeah. So what's in this guide do you think that would surprise Chicagoans?
Well, I think probably not all Chicagoans are aware of the fact that there are these hardcore folks who actually go out and catch freshwater waves surfing on Lake Michigan. And, of course, the best time to catch those waves are usually in the fall and winter, so you've got people who go out there in these, you know, horrible temperatures and take to dumping hot water into their wetsuits to stave off the numbness in their limbs and things like that. There's also, I think, also one of our, while Lake Michigan gets a lot of attention, we have another waterway that's really right in our backyard. It's the Chicago River.
Right.
And that's not just a conveyance for city wastewater, but it's actually also a bona fide recreational asset. You can now rent kayaks and canoes and, you know, slip under bridges and watch herons and kingfishers fishing and eye sunbathing turtles and all kinds of stuff. And whenever I've done that, I can definitely tell you that I've gotten some surprise looks from people standing on the bridges above.
I bet. Now, also along the Chicago River, there's been a lot of improvement mm-hmm. along the river over the last several years, thanks to the Friends of the River. Can you now hike much of that, or is it still a little, you know, is it still kind of closed off to that kind of activity?
I apologize for getting cut off. It sounds like there's another call coming, and I will ignore. You can hike. There's actually a wonderful hike, and one of the things, you know, obviously for people who are coming into town for a weekend or something, you don't want to be dragging a lot of gear with you. Well,
right.
you definitely have your 2 feet. So one of the easiest things to do is to go on an urban hike, and there's actually a great segment of what is a sort of developing Chicago River Trail that's right downtown and goes a little bit south of downtown, where you really are walking through the city's history, right in the loop, you know, past places like Wolf Point, which was the site of a tavern back in the 1820s where the trappers and traders of Frontier Chicago really, you know, did their business. So there are sections that are really pretty open right now, but it is a work in progress, and eventually, you know, the hope is to have a really continuous trail so that you can go for miles and miles and miles.
Yeah. Well, we've got 1 month of summer left. What would you include on a list of don't miss late summer outdoor adventures?
Okay, well, that's a tricky one. There are so many things to do. I guess I would say a couple standouts would be, well, first of all, there's our 18-mile-long lakefront trail, and it gets a lot of traffic from bikes and rollerbladers and joggers and all of that. But one of the best things to do is really to go early in the morning at dawn, or the best, I think, is by moonlight with a stop and the dip in the lake. I would say there's a fellow here who organizes these great, if you're into rollerblading, these great, what he calls road raves through the city streets that are all themed. So, like, he's got the candy rave, and you'll hit the Blommers Chocolate Factory, a couple of great candy stores, the Wrigley Building. They're just a lot of fun, a good way to meet some locals as well. Another top pick would be kayaking on the Chicago River right through downtown. There's a couple of ways that you can get onto the river with a few outfitters who run guided trips. And it's really fun to go, particularly around rush hour where the gridlock's all going on above you, but you're just gliding past, and it's pretty remarkable. And it's sort of like a do-it-yourself architectural tour of the city as well.
Yeah.
I would also add sailing to that list, and there are plenty of ways people can get out. You know, you don't have to have a boat of your own to get out on the lake, but particularly for folks in your neck of the woods, you know, who don't have regular access to a big lake like Lake Michigan, it's really quite a treat to go a couple miles offshore and just ogle the skyline and catch a breeze.
Well, where do we find these folks that have got the equipment and the know-how and can give us a few pointers?
Well, of course, I could say you can buy the book. You get all these great people.
It's right here.
Yeah, there's, there's actually for getting onto the Chicago River, there's a place called, and they changed their names. It's Water Riders Adventure Agents, I think, are the folks who run that outfit. There's also, right along the lakefront, there's an outfit called Bike Chicago where you can go and rent bikes right along the lakefront. They even have, kid bikes. And so if you're going with a family, you know, they have trailers and baby seats and all that kind of stuff. And obviously, you know, the hiking and all that, you just need your feet. And then sailing, there's a couple of outfitters that one is called Sail Chicago, where you can go out with a captain. So if you don't have sailing skill yourself,
good.
You know, they can enable you to get out on the water.
That's a big lake.
Yeah, it is a big lake. Yeah, not to be trifled with.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. You mentioned the lakefront and the possibilities for rollerblading, for hiking, for walking, for taking a dip along the way, for biking. You know, there's a lovely piece of lakefront that you have in the book, Green Bay Road. That's a lovely stretch. Now, if I'm downtown, though, and I don't have a car and I want to bike that, can I take my rented bike on the bus or the train up that way?
Yes, you can. Actually, one of the better things that we've done here in Chicago in recent years is to make our public transportation a little more bike-friendly. And right now, I would say I think probably 95% of the city buses allow you to put your bike on the racks in the front of the bus, and you can take the bike on the L trains. There are some restrictions for rush hour, but they're pretty minimal, so it's quite user-friendly, and you don't necessarily need a car to sort of get out there and access some of the places that are, and the book also actually meant, you know, specifically goes into how to get places by public transit wherever feasible.
Right, yeah. Well, go ahead and give yourself a plug here in terms of how the in terms of how the book is organized.
Oh, okay. Well, basically what I did was organize things in terms of city limits. So basically each chapter covers a different sport. So, and there's, I think, more than a dozen, I think close to 19, if I'm not mistaken, different sports, everything from sea kayaking and canoeing to sailing and scuba diving, fishing, biking, rock climbing, caving, running, hang gliding and skydiving, horseback riding, all sorts of things. And for each chapter, there's, as I said, there's the city limits. So that's really just as it says, within city limits, stuff you can do there. Then there's backyard, which is within, I think, a 40-mile radius.
Kind of the burbs kind
downtown.
Of thing.
Yeah. And then there's short hops, which are sort of more like a day trip or a half-day trip. Those are within a three-hour drive of the city. And then there are meccas, and those are really sort of the places that are superlative, and not all of them are very far away, but some of them are going to require more of a weekend trip. And then at the end of each chapter, there's a section called Where to Connect, and that lets you know about the relevant clubs and organizations that have to do with each sport,
mm-hmm.
because that's really one of the best ways to access some of the gems that the city has to offer, is to tap into these people who are just an incredible repository of knowledge. And I will say that even if you're coming from out of town, you know, places like the Chicago Cycling Club, you can go on their website, see what kind of rides they have going on for the weekend you're going to be in town, and just join them. They're very, you know, open to that. So in addition to the clubs and organizations, there's shops and outfitters, so it lets you know where you can rent gear, where you can buy gear, you know, what are the top stores in the area with people who really know what they're doing. There's top events, and then there's other resources like books and websites that are particularly helpful. Plus, areas on how to get instruction, you know, if you want to learn. That's one of the things that I really enjoyed about this book was learning about all the ways that you can, you know, if you want decide you want to take up rock climbing, well, how do you start? I mean, you know, how do you learn? So I really tried to put in those instructional aspects as well so people can, you know, learn a new skill.
Well, there are two things that I appreciated being kind of on the conservative side, and that's difficulty rating and some cautionary notes, you know? You know, you don't want to get in over your head.
No, you don't.
You know, so maybe, you want to talk with some kayakers or some folks on the river and find out what's involved before you're all gung-ho.
Most definitely. No, and any of the outfitters that you're going to be renting gear from or, you know, if you're renting a kayak or you're renting a sailboat, they're all going to talk to you about that. And you know, as we said earlier, I mean, Lake Michigan is not a little pond. It's definitely you need to take it seriously. And really pretty much any water you got to take seriously. Okay. So, but, you know, there's still summer is just a great time to get out on the water. And like I said, even if you're not terribly skilled yourself, there are ways of getting out there so that you're not, you know, having to do the navigating yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's a sport that I can handle pretty easily, birding. No special training needed, really.
Right, right.
What are the opportunities city limits?
Oh, they're actually, Chicago is really blessed to have some outstanding city birding. And we also have some great local people. There's a fellow who I profile in the book named Doug Anderson, who's been leading bird walks for decades in Jackson Park on the city's south side, which is one of what I would say is one of the two best spots within the city for birding. It's wonderful. There's an area called Wooded Island that you just are going to see such a range and has so many different ecosystems within it. And although I will say for late summer, I mean, you can always see birds, but really, if anybody wants to come for the peak spring migration, May is just spectacular. Fall is wonderful, too. But May is really spectacular. That's when all the birds are in their, you know, jewel-like colors, and it's really pretty, pretty spectacular. I would say the north side place, top spot that I would pick is at right around Montrose Beach. There's an area called Magic Hedge, which kind of juts out on a promontory out from the beach, and that just has such a density of bird life. You don't have to walk very far, and you're going to see an awful lot. As you know, especially you got to get out there early morning, and there are resources there so that you can go on a guided walk so that you'll know what to look for and you can have people to ask questions. And there's always birders out there anyway. Chicago has quite a loyal and hardcore birding population.
They're good folks.
Definitely.
And I mentioned in my introduction something that took me by surprise, opportunities for a whitewater adventure. Not within the city limits for sure, but not far.
Well, actually, you know, depending on how you define whitewater, there are definitely people who go out there in their kayaks, and when the lake is kicking up, they'll practice some of their whitewater moves in the surf that's coming off Lake Michigan. But that's you know, for people who really have the skill and the gumption to get out there when it's blowing hard. But there are opportunities to do whitewater, and in fact, one of the ones that might be most accessible for people is a spot that is in Indiana. It's actually an artificial whitewater course, but it's nice because they rent, you know, boats to you. You get a lot of fun packed into a short stretch, and it is accessible by public transportation as well.
And it's year-round, then, too.
It's only for summer.
Only for summer.
Yep, only for summer.
Right. Well, that'll hold us over while we're waiting for fall and spring waters to rise in the Vermilion River. And there's also a spot you mentioned in Wisconsin, but it's kind of a far push for us, but
it's actually sort of for people here in Chicago, it's kind of like the home away from home of whitewater. It's on the Wolf River up in Wisconsin. It's about 250 miles north of the city, and it is great because actually, unlike many other whitewater rivers, there is flow in at least some of the sections during all through the summer as well. It doesn't dry out, so. If people are willing to make the drive, it's a lot of fun. There's great camping up there in the National Forest and a lot of resources and a lot of good instruction there as well.
A lot of fun awaits us.
Yes, much. So when are you coming?
Actually, probably a weekend after this one.
Well, give me a call.
Okay,
we'll
very
talk.
Good.
We'll set you up with a good itinerary.
Okay, happy adventuring.
Right.
Lynn, thank you so much for talking with me this
afternoon.
Oh,
thank you for having me. I hope that your listeners get to come up here and enjoy some of the outdoor fruits that we have.
Okay. Well, if you're interested in outdoor adventure sports in the city of Chicago, look for this book, Urban Adventure Chicago, by our guest this afternoon in this portion of the program, Lynn Schneeberg. It's an outside magazine guidebook published by W.W. Norton.